You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered, so you can get to know the neighborhood without ever setting foot in it. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts, including detailed video overviews and unbiased information from a multitude of sources. Basically, everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, even things like median lot size and a noise score, is available to you on Homes.com. And if you have a family or plan on raising one, Homes.com has all the information you need about the local schools in the area. Where your kids or future kids go to school is as important as any decision you'll make in the home shopping process. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Today on the podcast, we're talking once again about Perplexity. They just released a deep research tool, part of their software, and it looks really impressive so far, so excited to talk to you about it. The best part about it is that it's free, or at least features that parts of it are free. But before we get into that, Jaden, why don't you tell them about our school community?
So if you have ever wanted to grow your current side hustle or business using AI tools, Jamie and I have a school community where every single week we record essentially just exclusive content. We have dozens of videos on topics like AI marketing growth hacks, how Jamie made over $25,000 last year from an Amazon influencer side hustle, how he's planning on scaling that this year with AI tools, all of my growth hacks using AI for podcasting, a AI music side hustle I've been doing that I make thousands of dollars a month from. And if you would like to become an AI consultant in any industry, we have tons of videos on that, as well as AI hacks for creating content for your business. So tons of stuff in here. We would love for you to join the community. Over 300 members that are all sharing all sorts of interesting things that they do every single day, tools they're using, asking for recommendations, getting recommendations. It is an awesome community. So we'll leave a link in the description. It's $19 a month. We've had it at $100 a month in the past. It's at a discount right now. And if you get the $19 a month, you get locked in at that price and it won't ever be raised on you. But we'd love to have you join. And it's a great time. Otherwise, into Perplexity and what they're doing over at the company. Like Jamie mentioned, they have this new deep research product. Now, a bunch of drama on X that was kind of funny about this that I'll get into between Sam Altman and the CEO of Perplexity. So it's kind of funny. But essentially, for those that don't know, ChatGPT launched a deep research tool. Now, the problem with it is it costs $200 a month, or you have to be on the $200 a month tier in order to access this deep research tool. So I, in the name of science, have paid $200 a month to use it. And like, I'm not going to lie, it's useful. It's definitely not something I would just pay $200 a month to only use. I guess a lot of the benefit to using this deep research tool or paying $200 for that for me was like, I also, by getting on the ChatGPT premium tier, I also got access to ChatGPT operator, which can kind of like control a virtual computer and accomplish tasks for you, kind of like an agent. And you also get access to Sora and some of the image generation there. So this is, I think collectively everything they offer is might be worth it for you if you're kind of have a high, and they more questions answered and higher or better responses. So you get all of that on the $200 tier. I don't know if I would spend it just for that. And so that's why I think it's a great idea for competitors like Perplexity to come out and have a freemium version for people that don't want to pay $200 a month to get access to the same feature. Jamie, I know that you also have paid $200 to get this and a bunch of other things from OpenAI. Have you found yourself using this? Is this something that you, you know, maybe you would use or you haven't used? Or I guess, where are you at on it?
Are you referring to the deep research tool specifically?
Yeah, because I know you paid for the $200 a month OpenAI thing, which comes with this, but have you even like used that feature of it, or were you just trying to get operator out of it?
Yeah, I basically was trying to get operator out of it, and which is cool, and Sora access is great as well. But the deep research thing is, you know, at face value, and you hear that term, it's like, okay, so does it like do more than just the regular, like what's the difference? And I think on this article, it actually gives a really good reason for why you would want to use a deep research tool. So it gave the first like default prompt, like if you asked it this question under the normal Perplexity, you'd say, what should I know before the market's open today? And then it gives you, you know, about 9 different bullet points of different like news stories relating to the markets, you know, which is great. But if you do the deep research tool, if you use the deep research tool, it goes way more in depth, and it gives you like, you know, a paragraph about each bullet point and why that's significant. And it seems like it gives you a lot more useful information if you were considering investing based on news, which is, you know, what this query was about. But yeah, what do you think, Jaden?
Yeah, so, okay. I was like, if you're watching, by the way, on YouTube, you can see I'm kind of doing a live demo right now of the deep research tool. So we will have that going while we talk. I love what they're doing with ChatGPT. Essentially, a couple cool use cases I have thought of as I've tried it out. One of them is that a big problem I've had with ChatGPT is if I ask it to write me like an article or write me, you know, to explain something, which pretty much I would use for SEO on a blog post for a website or something like that. It's like one of the notorious flaws with ChatGPT is that it'll never write you more than 750 words. So you can essentially get around this by saying, okay, ChatGPT, like, you know, I want to write a really in-depth article about X, Y, and Z topic. You know, give me like 10 subheadings or like subsections of this article. It will do that, and then you'll say, okay, write me 700 words about the first one, write me 700 words about the second one, and like you could go down the list and kind of do that. There's also, I mean, I wouldn't do just that at face value. If you're actually doing something for SEO, I would probably go and find like the top ranked articles on Google about those subsections, copy and paste them in, tell it to like distill the top bullet points and pieces and like use that. So there's a whole bunch of strategies I would use if I was actually doing that However, what I do think is really cool that the deep research tool can do, which would solve that problem and probably a lot of others if you're writing like in-depth white papers or other things, is if you ask it for, you know, real in-depth article or piece of content or research on a certain subject, it can write you like 10,000 words. Like I've never seen it go so far as when I do the deep research ones. It will really just do a ton. So I think for that, it's really good and quite a useful tool, just in a sense that it will go and write a ton of content. The other thing that's pretty cool that it does that I'm a fan of is on the sidebar, it will show you like everything it's done. It will essentially give you like a breakdown of like, I went to this website, I searched for this thing, I found this, I added it to the content we're talking about. Then I went over to this website and I did this other thing. And so, yeah, anyway, I think it's kind of interesting the way it like breaks down exactly how it found your information. It's very transparent. You essentially have sources. Okay, so all of that is cool. Do you think, Jamie, that people will be more inclined to use something like OpenAI, which is, of course, the big famous company, or do you think they'll go to something like Perplexity, which is a little bit less known, but obviously having this free is quite a big perk?
I mean, I think Perplexity is great. I think it's very underrated, and I think a lot of people don't even know about it yet, just because, you know, OpenAI and ChatGPT are the number one tool people think about when it comes to AI. But I think having a free research tool is amazing. I definitely will be using it instead of the ChatGPT, mostly because I did cancel my $200 a month subscription because I wasn't using it as much as I thought I would. So, yeah, having it free is amazing, and I think, you know, I've been disappointed in the past with ChatGPT when I ask it a question or ask it to do something for me, and it gives you kind of more of a basic overview, where if you're trying to, you know, become an expert in a topic or write an article as an expert in a topic, you're going to want the deep research tool. So
yeah, I agree with that. I also think something interesting about it is like ChatGPT and Perplexity kind of just did this by default, but ChatGPT for quite a while had it. So if you wanted it to search the internet, there's kind of a button where you can like enable search. So it's like, yeah, I turned on search and I want it to kind of search the internet. And sometimes if you didn't have that clicked, it wasn't actually searching. So now with the deep research, what I find is you don't really have to manually enable that. It's just going to do it. It's going to enable search and search things as you do. So I do think that that is pretty interesting. Now I wanted to show you, because I'm actually demoing the deep research on Perplexity right now. So I guess if you're listening on Apple, I'll just explain. If you're on YouTube or Spotify, you can see this. I've asked it, you know, how can I promote my AI SaaS company with guerrilla marketing online tactics, right? This is something I'm about to launch AI Box on the 10th of March. So you heard it here first. That's the official launch date of our playground on AI Box. Super stoked about it. So I'm asking it, you know, what are some good marketing tactics I can use? What's interesting about this is you'll notice it's going through and essentially giving me all of the steps taking similar to ChatGPT. Also has this little button, which is get a desktop notification when I'm done. You can click enable that. And essentially, there's like a pop-up that I have to allow it to give me notifications. You've probably seen this on sites. And I think this is actually probably a pretty good use case. But it takes like a few minutes, right? Sometimes 3, 4, 5, 10. I've heard people say it could take up to 30 minutes for some of these deep research tasks. And you don't really want to sit there watching it do it. And I think it's kind of cool that you can enable a notification where essentially it's going to tell you as soon as it has accomplished this. To give you a breakdown of what Perplexity really actually does, they're like, okay, we found 25 different sources, and then it actually explains what it's doing. So I found some general insights and examples of guerrilla marketing strategies, but there wasn't much information specifically tailored to SaaS. So then it did a search where it searched specifically for AI SaaS guerrilla marketing strategies. And it said, I need to search the web to find additional insights and examples. And then it's like, the previous search provided a strong foundation of guerrilla marketing tactics, particularly for SaaS. These include social media campaigns, influencer partnerships, chatbot driven engagement. Then it searched for guerrilla online marketing tactics, AI SaaS. Then it said, your most recent search results provided a variety of insights into blah, blah. So it's doing like multiple searches. It doesn't find what it's looking for. It's looking at multiple places. And I'm looking at each of these searches and it's like, it's citing like it was reading on LinkedIn. It was reading on this website called BrainPod. It looked at like three other things. I'm assuming that might be like a podcast or something. And then it's going to like all of these different sites, grabbing information, and it's kind of cool. It's like literally like a research assistant. So I found that that was awesome. Really interesting. Yeah.
Yeah. It's kind of like using that reasoning in there as well. Like, okay, I didn't find enough information, so I'm going to try this other thing. And that's really powerful.
Yeah. So, so powerful. I'm really excited about this. You know, when ChatGPT first came out with it, they said like, oh, this is perfect for if you're like trying to make like a really big purchase, like you're researching like fridges or cars and you don't want to do the research, like you can ask it to do it. And it's kind of funny because like maybe that would be a good use case. I feel like I'd be like a little hesitant or a little scared to like fully trust ChatGPT to do all the research to buy a new car, like something that costs that much money. It's kind of interesting. So I just did the same thing. I was testing out the deep research over on ChatGPT. And essentially, it did the same thing. It thought for 5 minutes and found 17 sources, but it took a full 5 minutes to do this. And I did this one a little bit before I started the Perplexity one. So this one's done first. It went through, you know, a bunch of unconventional social media campaigns, viral growth hacks, and referral strategies. It's going through all of these really interesting things, including PR stunts and buzz marketing. So anyways, huge document that it's created for me with a ton of different content. And I think it's going to be cool that Perplexity is essentially going to have this same level of in-depth research. But like the cool thing is it's completely free. Like I'm using a free Perplexity account and getting this. Meanwhile, over on ChatGPT, I had to pay $8 a month. So overall, I think this is a cool tool. Highly recommend you check this out if you haven't tried their deep research. Perplexity is a great free way to get started with this. Thanks so much for tuning into the podcast today. If you learned anything new, if this was interesting for you, we would love it if you could join the AI Hustle School community and drop us a review wherever you get your podcasts. We read all the reviews. We love them. We hope that you all have a fantastic rest of your day, and we will catch you next time.
Homes.com knows that when it comes to home shopping, it's never just about the house or condo. It's about the home. And what makes a home is more than just the house or property. It's the location and neighborhood. If you have kids, it's also schools, nearby parks, and transportation options. That's why Homes.com goes above and beyond to bring home shoppers the in-depth information they need to find the right home. And when I say in-depth, I'm talking deep. Each listing features comprehensive information about the neighborhood, complete with a video guide. They also have details about local schools with test scores, state rankings, and student-to-teacher ratio. They even have an agent directory with the sales history of each agent. So, when it comes to finding a home, not just a house, this is everything you need to know all in one place. Homes.com. We've done your homework.